There are 1,200 food banks and soup kitchens in New York City. Before September 11th, about 500,000 people used their services. Since the attacks, many of these institutions have noticed a rise in demand, and the numbers of visible homeless have increased in some areas of the city, as NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Scott Williams says he has been on the lookout for 7 homeless people who lived in the World Trade Center. He's the director of outreach at Project Renewal, a social service agency that works with the homeless. He's located 5 of the 7 alive, but he's still looking for 2, including an African-American man in his 40s.
He was the mayor of the World Trade Center.
The mayor?
Yes, that's what he called himself, the mayor of the Trade Center. He knew everyone, and he was able to connect us with other service-resistant clients.
He may have found another place, says Williams, or he may be gone. Many people have noticed an increase in homeless people on the streets in some parts of the city since September 11th. Williams says it's not that there are more homeless, but that people near the World Trade Center moved north, and added security has made many places no longer hospitable.
People tend not to go into areas where police or uniformed personnel are, and there's an increased presence in Penn Station, in the Port Authority bus terminal.
In many places, in fact. In addition to the homeless, the people who run New York soup kitchens and food pantries have been noticing an increase in demand. At the Yorkville food pantry in Manhattan 2 weeks ago, for the first time ever, people in line started pushing and shoving in desperation, afraid that food would run out. Jeff Amber is executive director of the Yorkville pantry.
We've never run out of food, but there was a desperation, so for last week, for the first time, we borrowed some police barricades.
Amber says many pantries like his have seen an increase in demand in the last 3 weeks. Here are the reasons, he says.
Either people losing jobs in the service economy, in messengers and waiters' jobs, in food service, maintenance, the kinds of entry-level jobs that everybody's been losing in the last few weeks that are drying up.
At the Holy Church of the Apostles in Manhattan, there's a soup kitchen that used to feed 950. It rose to 1,100 people this summer, but 2 weeks ago it served 1,450 on one day for lunch. Frank Gonzalez was a messenger who often delivered to the Twin Towers and who received his last paycheck a week after the attacks. He was lucky, he said.
It wasn't time for me to go because I was on a run at the time. I was on the bike and I was up on 34th Street. And
have you met other people here that are also having a lot of trouble since the 11th?
Yes, I have. I have a couple of friends that luckily that they were on the run with me, but I also lost some friends too.
Now coming out of the subway, he says he loses his sense of direction. The towers were his compass pointing south. Jeff Amber of the Yorkville Pantry says he doesn't have real numbers yet, but he takes a pile of forms filled out by newcomers to the food pantry, all since September 11th.
Client was working with a brokerage firm that was destroyed. Client's spouse worked in a restaurant, only source of income. Client was working in a hotel.
Joel Berg, executive director of the New York Coalition Against Hunger, also says it's too early to have hard numbers, but he's done a very informal preliminary survey.
We found that a little over 50% of the pantries and kitchens showed an immediate increase in need.
Berg says most people's image of soup kitchens is a place that feeds the homeless, like men on the Bowery. But over the last 10 years, many clients have been the working poor, and that's a population that should increase even more now. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.